In the studio with us today, Washington superstar Trevin Alford, the talk of the town. Trevin, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Now, first off, Trevin, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old. Just turned 13.
Just turned 13 years old and going into what grade?
Eighth grade now.
Going into eighth grade. So student at Washington Junior High School and getting a little national exposure because Trevin is competing in the Kids Bake Off Challenge, right? Is that what it's called?
Kids Baking Championship.
Kids Baking Championship. Okay. The Kids Baking Championship on the Food Network. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to air Monday night. Originally, they said it was going to be August 12th, but it's actually been moved up, so it is this coming Monday. And I guess, Trevin, let's start from the beginning. What got you into baking? How did this all start?
Yeah, so I had always watched the baking shows, and so I went to this drama camp, and one of the options was that you could take a baking class. So I took it, and I kind of just fell in love with it, and I just started baking ever since.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, man, I can't make a cake rise for nothing, but that's a whole other story. So it's a talent, that's for sure. What is some of your favorite things to make?
Probably cakes because I can decorate them and I can also play around with the fillings and the icing flavors and the flavor of the cake itself. So it's a lot of fun.
And the thing about it is, you know, let's face it, a cake, you know, there's several different types of cakes out there. But the bottom line is you can put your own special pizzazz on it to make that cake stand out. And that's what you'd like to do.
Yeah,
right?
That's very true.
So you can't give away all your secrets by any means, but is there something in particular, without giving away too much, that you really like to do to make your cakes extra special?
I like to add a pudding mix when I can. It makes them really moist, so little tip.
Good little secret there. I really appreciate the name of your business, because for those that don't know, this is not only a superstar here in Washington appearing on the Food Network, but also an entrepreneur, a young businessman, because you've actually developed a business where you actually can bake cakes for people, right?
Yeah, it's called Tutta Bakery. I like to do a bunch of different cakes. I do it for birthday parties, weddings. I do cupcakes, cookies, all kinds of things, and I have a lot of fun.
You got to say it with pizzazz. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
I like that name. That's clever.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
So Trevin Alford's cakes available for your next party, and you're getting rave reviews, right?
Yeah, everyone likes them, and my favorite part is when I can bring the cake to someone, and then they just, like, get so excited, or especially if it's, like, a tiny little kid, and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's my cake.
That's awesome.
It's so cool.
That is awesome. Well, I used to be a wedding DJ many, many years ago, and I set up alongside some pretty big wedding cakes. Now, how intricate do you get with these cakes? I mean, can you make the three-level tier stuff, or what?
Yeah, I have made several three-tier cakes. They're really stressful, though, because you're always afraid that they're just going to, like, tip to one side and fall over and... That's terrible.
It's a little nerve-wracking. Well, it's a little nerve-wracking for a DJ to set up right beside him,
exactly,
too.
Yeah.
That's speaking from experience there.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the show a little bit. Again, it airs this Monday night on the Food Network. My wife is a big fan of the Food Network. We've already got it set. If you're not going to be home, be sure to DVR it, but be sure to root on Trevin. Now, the Food Network, first off, where did you have to go to do this?
It's filmed in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. So you got to spend a little time on the West Coast.
Yeah. We went to the Hollywood sign, did all those things. It was cool.
Was it your first trip out west?
Yeah, it was.
Very cool. So then when you got into the studio, you got to meet some other fellow contestants about your age?
Yeah. There was a lot of really great people there. They're really great bakers. And I became really close with a lot of them.
Now, they're from all over the country, right?
Yeah, they are. There was people from Nashville to St. Louis, just all over the place.
They all had their own stories, just like yours.
Yeah.
And they're all competing for the same chance to be this champion in this competition. So the way I understand that the format of the show, again, we can't give any details away, but the idea is the opening round is coming up on Monday night, and then you advance each week. Is that how it goes?
So there's a different challenge each week, and so Duff and Val give us the challenge, and then we kind of just have to go and, like, make whatever we want to make, but there's different twists and secret flavors that we have to get into that cake or pie or cookie or just whatever they want us to bake. So it's really challenging, but it was a lot of fun.
And then are you timed on this as well?
Yeah, there is a time limit.
That's what makes it even tougher, I would think.
Yeah, it's just stressful.
How cool was it to meet Duff and Val?
It is really cool. I've always seen them on TV, so like when I can see them in person, it's like really crazy.
All right. Well, in all, how many contestants were there all in all competing?
There's nine contestants.
Nine contestants. And then the winner, Monday night, or I guess you would advance each week then, is that the way it goes?
Yeah.
The winners advance each week throughout the competition. It's on the Food Network. You can follow it on the Food Network Monday night. Let's bring Mom in because we got to let Mom talk a little bit. She's a little bit proud. I can understand why. You raised a fine son here, Carrie.
Thank you very much. We're very, very proud of him.
Now, does he do the baking at home too?
All the baking. Mom does not bake anymore.
No reason to, right?
Right.
Going out west, I'm sure this was an experience not only for Trevin and you, but the whole family, right?
Oh, it was an out-of-world experience. It was just crazy just watching him be able to fulfill his dream. And, I mean, that's always been his dream. We would sit on the couch and watch Kids Baking Championship, and that he would sit there and say, I could do that, or I want to be on that show, and here we are.
There you go. The rest is history. Well, Monday night, what time is the show going to air Monday night?
It's at 9, our time.
9 o'clock, our time, Monday night, Eastern time. You can watch the Kids Baking Challenge on the Food Network. And I understand you're going to have a watch party. Trevin's going to be on hand at a watch party coming up Monday for the show, right?
That's right, at Bethany Christian Church. We're going to get together around 8:30. And bring a school supply for local kiddos that maybe can't afford the school supplies they need to get the school year going. And you'll be entered into a drawing to win one of Trevin's cakes.
What a deal. What a deal. Everyone's invited. Come on out. 8:30 is when they'll start gathering at Bethany Christian Church. The show will be on the big screen there at 9 o'clock. And you'll be there right with Trevin as he competes in the competition. I sure would love to know what happens.
We know you would. You'll just have to watch on Monday.
We'll have to wait and see. Monday night, 9 o'clock, Food Network. Be sure to check it out. Trevin, it was so great talking with you. Thanks for coming in and being on the show today. And we certainly wish you the best of luck. It's Washington's newest superstar, hands down. Trevin Alford, 8th grader, Washington Junior High. You ready for school?
Kind of.
Yeah, nobody's ever ready for school, right? I bet it'll be a little different going to school this year, though, I'll bet you. People will know you a little bit. Not that they didn't already.
Yeah.
Trevin, thanks so much again. And Carrie, thank you for coming in as well. Best of luck in the competition. We will definitely be tuning in Monday night to see how it goes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.